You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
That's it. And let's introduce everybody around the table. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Antoine. I'm a French photographer in LA. I'm working on some show, and I'm here tonight with you guys.
Oh, good. All right. He's in the house.
Cool. So what's the show you're working on, Antoine?
So I'm working for a company called Awesomeness. We have the digital division called Ostrack. So we are part of the big DreamWorks company. So we're working on a lot of show targeting what we call the millennials. So 18 to 34 women ready to be pregnant or on their way.
So now, are you offering to get them pregnant?
No, I'm not doing that. People would say, maybe with your accents, but no.
You take them to the bar, you get them drunk.
No. We are professional, and it's very interesting. We have so many different shows. And it's a new channel of distribution because it's mostly YouTube and on some carriers network that we shouldn't say the name, of course.
Hulu?
No.
Hulu?
Are they being streamed or are they being actually over the air kind of networks or their cable?
So they are streamed on some app from the carrier.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Okay.
So that's the carrier. I'm seeing
them
again.
The anonymous carrier that we download. Nice.
That's what we see. We see that all the carriers want to be the next Netflix.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so what's happening? They have, you know, we say always you have two hands, but the third hand is your phone.
Okay.
And it's so easy to watch a movie. So it's another channel, and they want to get that channel because there's so much market to take.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I found? Today I had to go to an event. I found that people are not happy with Netflix. They don't feel like they get enough.
No, Netflix is not that good anymore. It's died in the last 6 months to last year.
Yeah, they're not happy with Zulu or whatever.
With Hulu?
Hulu.
Amazon is the way to go.
Are you going to offer original programming?
So
we like to hear original programming.
it's not me. It's not my company. They decide. You know, they decide what they want to do.
If it's his choice, he wouldn't be interviewing pregnant ladies all day long.
Oh my God!
They're broadcasting already on YouTube.
You're turning red right there. We're talking about you.
I don't know how to react to that.
So what you're saying is this television channel, they're gonna have it on YouTube.
So it's on YouTube right now.
Wow.
YouTube Red, the one you
YouTube
pay for.
YouTube Red.
No, it's not that one.
YouTube Red, because there's the new thing, you pay like $9 a month or something for YouTube. You get no commercials, and you get all their original programming as well for free. It's doing that now, which I think is really interesting.
Ooh. That's for like the people who want to watch pornos and not get caught on YouTube.
They have porn on YouTube?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I don't even watch porn.
I don't even watch porn, and I know that.
I date porn.
You porn on YouTube. Anyway, so tell us, what about the actresses? Who's involved with it? Anyone we know?
So we've been reaching to different YouTube celebrities to be involved into the shows.
Oh, so you're from YouTube, okay.
Yeah, mainly is YouTube what we are broadcasting, and then the carriers have it onto his phone.
Amber could have been a former guest host of mine. You never know.
These women. The pregnant.
Well, yeah. You know, it wouldn't be
I'd
difficult.
I'd have to be pregnant first.
Then you come back. Now, let me ask you a question. It's a good concept, actually. Yeah. You think about it. What about those women that get pregnant through, you know, this? I see a McCall situation here.
No more pregnant for her.
But what I see?
I don't think I'd get as many movie roles if I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I would just, like, walk the red carpet, and this is my baby.
Hey.
I did something bad today at the mall. I was waiting for a friend of mine to show up to have a cup of coffee. And I'm sitting there, I'm chit-chatting, and this nice lady says, oh, it's okay, I'm waiting for a friend. I said, I'm waiting for a friend, too. And I looked at her and said, because she had a pure baby bump, you know, nice figure, but just a baby bump. I said, when are you due? She wasn't pregnant.
Oh.
Guess who
Don't write those letters.
Yes, LA Talk Radio
or BBS Radio. By the way, we're gonna be on in 2 weeks. Voice of America.
That's exciting. I'm excited.
Amber's gonna be on, and then what we're doing after that? There's a
in 2 weeks I will be on
from
the 9-1
Nevada
week.
Called the UFO Zone.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, you
are we going to get abducted while we're hosting?
Yeah, a little abducted.
I know John Michael likes the anal probe. Sorry, okay.
You're not.
Well, get it done, all of us.
Well, yeah. Personally, I'm not into the anal probe myself, but you know, if someone buys me a drink first, who knows?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Boy, this show's got to a happy ending here.
Hey, I thought we were talking about babies, now we're talking about anal probing.
It's a little shitty, but we can change the subject.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to talk about this great concept with pregnant women on television from YouTube. So you pick the women that want to get pregnant, or are they going to be...
No, they're going to be pregnant.
Oh, okay. So
They have to be pregnant.
Some are on the way. It's a lot of different things.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you on your set with these pregnant ladies?
Yeah.
Because they're a little emotional when they're pregnant.
I know.
Censored.
You're the father.
My favorite line is no comment.
I got some interesting texts from you when you were like, they're all crazy one day.
No, they have amazing ideas.
It changes.
I start becoming a woman pregnant.
Well, that's Caitlyn Jenner's trying to get pregnant.
Oh my God.
That? Caitlyn Jenner.
I think she's past her prime. I think she's already had her time of life.
You know why? Because she probably needs another fund to support her in her old age. She needs another baby to pop out to keep it fresh, get those millions flowing in, then exploit the crap out of it.
No, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner's worth a fortune. I mean...
Run for politics.
Oh, I know.
But you can always be worth more, John Michael.
Oh, girl, that's so true. It's not even funny.
Yeah, she needs a baby scandal.
They've already had a sex scandal and a transsexual scandal. They now need a baby scandal.
A baby scandal.
To complete the trifecta.
What's going
to
be next?
I'm telling you. Women. You're talking about the pregnant women. The weirdest woman that you've seen.
Who's the weirdest?
We like
crazy,
the
crazy weirdest.
The
weird,
well, who's the freak?
Pregnant lady.
You can't tell, can you?
You don't have to say the name. Just say what they've done. That's the weirdest thing you've seen.
America.
I haven't met any weirdos. They're all different. I'm different too. Like I'm the weirdo.
Because you're French. You know, all women are beautiful. You know, I've heard this. All women are beautiful in their own way. I totally agree. Oh my God.
Hey, what about demanding? Demanding. They come in, they want their... You know,
they have to have their Cheerios.
Their cookies and pickles or whatever.
Cookies and pickles. No.
Listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Hey,
what an interesting day it has been. I'm telling you. Anyway, I want to welcome first of all Amber, my dear. Woo!
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Cameron. I love co-hosting with you.
Well, you've been with me for a long time.
I know, 8 years. It's been a long time.
Tell people about the strawberries.
I know. Cameron brought me these lovely chocolate dipped strawberries, and now I know what it was for.
Now you know what I'm doing. You see? We get the... Anyway, what I was going to mention today is Contact in the Desert is going to be coming about in 2 weeks from today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice situation.
And that's like right when I get back from Cannes. I can't wait to get in the desert and be toasty.
Desert will be fun. It'll be fun. Also, we were going to mention, I have a write-up from a friend of mine with the New York Post. What's going on in Washington? It's just crazy. What goes on in Washington? With the Trump situation, we'll talk about that. And then in the news today, it looks like my buddy, what's her name from, oh God, she's from Colombia. There's a divorce.
Who's getting a divorce? Because I am too.
You're getting a divorce. But, what's her name? Sophia. You know, she's a Latin.
I don't know what her name is, but I think all women should be liberated. So more power
hey,
to you.
Get a divorce. Get a divorce. That's it. And let's introduce everybody around the table. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Antoine. I'm a French photographer in L.A. I'm working on some show, and I'm here tonight with you guys.
Oh, good. All right. He's in the house.
Cool. So what's the show you're working on, Antoine?
So I'm working for a company called Awesomeness. We have the digital division called Ostrak. So we're part of the big DreamWorks company. So we're working on a lot of show targeting what we call the millennials. So 18 to 34 women ready to be pregnant or on their way.
So now, are you offering to get them pregnant?
No, I'm not doing that. People would say, maybe with your accents, but no.
You take them to the bar, you get them drunk. And then
No. We are professional, and it's very interesting. We have so many different shows. And it's a new channel of distribution because it's mostly YouTube, and on some carriers network that we shouldn't say the name, of course.
Hulu.
No.
Hulu.
Are they being streamed or are they being actually over the air kind of networks or their cable?
So they are streamed on some app from the carrier.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that's carrier. I'm seeing them again.
The anonymous carrier that we don't know about.
Nice.
That's what we see. We see that all the carriers want to be the next Netflix.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so what's happening, they have, you know, we say always you have two hands, but the third hand is your phone.
Okay.
And it's so easy to watch a movie, so it's another channel, and they want to get that channel because there's so much market to take.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I found? Today I had to go to an event. I found that people are not happy with Netflix. They don't feel like they get enough.
No, Netflix is not that good anymore. It's died in the last 6 months to last year.
And they're not happy with Zulu or whatever.
With Hulu?
Hulu.
Amazon has the way to go.
Now. Are you going to offer original programming?
So
we like to hear original programming.
it's not me. It's not my company. They decide. You know, they decide what they want to
do. If it's his choice, he wouldn't be interviewing pregnant ladies all day long.
Oh my god!
They're broadcasting already on YouTube.
You're turning red right here. We're talking about you.
I don't know how to react to
that.
What
you're saying is this television channel. They have it on YouTube?
So it's on YouTube right now.
Wow.
YouTube Red, the one you
YouTube
pay for.
YouTube Red.
No, it's not that one.
Because there's the new thing, you pay like $9 a month or something for YouTube. You get no commercials, and you get all their original programming as well for free. It's doing that now, which I think is really interesting.
Ooh. That's for like the people who want to watch pornos and not get caught on YouTube.
They have porn on YouTube?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I don't even watch porn.
I don't even watch porn, and I know that.
I'm dating.
You porn on YouTube. Anyway, so tell us, what about the actresses? Who's involved with it? Anyone we know?
So we've been reaching to different YouTube celebrities to be involved into the shows.
Oh, so you're from YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, mainly is YouTube what we are broadcasting, and then the carriers have it onto his phone.
Amber could have been a former guest host of mine. You never know. These women.
The pregnant.
Yeah, you get pregnant.
Well, yeah. It wouldn't be
I'd
difficult.
I'd have to be pregnant first.
Well, yeah, okay. And then you come back. Now, let me ask you a question. It's a good concept, actually. Yeah. You think about it. What about those women that get pregnant through, you know, this. I see a McCall situation here.
No more babies for her.
But what I see,
I don't think I'd get as many movie roles if I was pregnant.
Yeah,
that
would
be, yeah. Like, I just like walk the red carpet and this is my baby.
I did something bad today at the mall. I was waiting for a friend of mine to show up to have a cup of coffee. And I'm sitting there, I'm chit-chatting, and this nice lady says, oh, it's okay, I'm waiting for a friend. I said, I'm waiting for a friend, too. And I looked at her and said, because she had a pure baby bump, you know, a nice figure, but just a baby bump. I said, when do you do? She wasn't pregnant.
Oh!
Don't write those letters.
Yes,
LA Talk Radio or BBS Radio.
Oh,
by the way,
we're
going to be on in 2 weeks. Voice of America.
That's exciting. I'm excited.
Amber's going to be on. And then what we're doing after that, there's a
in 2 weeks, I will be on.
From Nevada called the UFO Zone.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, you
are we going to get abducted while we're hosting?
Yeah, a little abducted.
I know John Michael likes the anal probe, sorry, okay? Well, get it done, all of us.
Well, yeah. Personally, I'm not into the anal probe myself, but, you know, if someone buys me a drink first, who knows?
Oh, God. Boy, this show's gone to a happy ending here. Hey,
I thought we were talking about babies, now we're talking about anal probing.
It's a little shitty, but we can change the subject.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to talk about this great concept with pregnant women on television from YouTube. So you pick the women that want to get pregnant, or are they going to be...
No, they're going to be pregnant.
Oh, okay. So
They have to be pregnant.
Some are on the way. It's a lot of different things.
What's
it's
the craziest changed. Thing that's happened to you on your set with these pregnant ladies?
Yeah.
Because they're a little emotional when they're pregnant.
I know.
Censored.
You're the
My
father.
Favorite line is no comment.
I got
comment.
Some interesting texts no from you, and you're like, they're all crazy one day.
No, they have amazing ideas.
It changes.
I started becoming a woman pregnant.
Well, that's Caitlyn Jenner's trying to get pregnant. Did
oh
you
my
about
God.
That? Caitlyn Jenner.
I think she's past her prime. I think she's already had her time of life.
You know why? Because she probably needs another fund to support her in her old age. She needs another baby to pop out to keep it fresh, get those millions flowing in, then exploit the crap out of it.
No, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner's worth a fortune. I mean...
Run for politics.
Oh, I know.
But you can always be worth more, John Michael.
Oh, girl, that's so true. It's not even funny.
Yeah,
she needs a baby scandal. They've already had a sex scandal and a transsexual scandal. They now need a baby scandal.
A baby scandal.
To complete the trifecta.
What's going
to
be next?
I tell you. Women. You're talking about the pregnant women. The weirdest woman that you've seen.
Who's the just
the weirdest? We like
crazy,
the
crazy, weirdest.
Well, who's the freak?
Pregnant lady.
You can't tell, can you?
There's you no, don't have to say the name. Just say what they've done. That's the weirdest thing you've seen.
No. America.
I haven't met any weirdos. They're all different. I'm different. They're too. I'm the weirdo.
Because you're French. You know, all women are beautiful. You know, I've heard this. All women are beautiful in their own way. I totally agree. Oh, my God.
Hey, what about demanding? Demanding. They come in, they want their... You know, like they're the
like they have to have their
cheerleaders. They're cookies and pickles or whatever.
Cookies and pickles.
Not at all.
Instant pictures.
One of the film I was in is going to be screening, and then also another film that I had like a little one liner in. It's called Reality Queen. It was retitled, so I had to think about it for a second. It airs on the 18th at the Cannes Film Festival at 5:30 p.m. So if anybody is going to be in Cannes,
I have a friend who's in that movie.
Come to the premiere of that movie. It's a comedy and it's really funny. It makes fun of like heiresses in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How nice!
So I'm really excited.
We're happy.
I know.
Bring us some good French food from there.
Yeah, true.
Well, my friend's taking his yacht from Antibes to Cannes, and he owns part of Sunseeker Yacht, so he's going to have like a huge party in there.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like fun.
And he's having a gifting suite, so I actually can bring you back some presents.
Oh! We can't wait till you get back. Anyway, what I was going to mention is...
Antoine loves presents.
He's got a lot of presents for him.
Anyway. Who don't like presents? Presents, not prisons.
I'm telling you. You know when you go to the Academy Award?
I'm not really taking that much luggage.
It's already there.
Yeah, because it's all going to be there. My jewelry and maybe like 10 pieces, but I'm going to do most of that carry on, so I'm taking like a small thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyway, I was going to mention to the folks that next week we're getting closer and closer to Contact in the Desert.
Now, what dates are Contact in the Desert? What are the dates?
This is where we're going to be in the middle of the dirt.
21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Well, I'm leaving on the Thursday.
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I go bye-bye.
Okay, well, I'm probably going to go the same days you're going to go.
I thought it was June.
No, it's May.
They made it May this year.
You told me it was June. What are the dates?
June is when we're going to do San Francisco.
What are the dates
Vegas,
now?
Vegas is July.
Okay, but what are the dates for May?
May 20th?
20th?
21st?
No, I'm gone.
22nd.
I'm in Cannes.
Yeah.
You bought my ticket for the show for nothing.
No. Sell it on the market.
It's all good.
Sell it to all the UFO believers out there. Guys, we have one ticket that is available.
We got available.
And we will only sell it at 10% markup price to you.
10%? Hey, we got rooms to pay for. We're talking 10% markup over here.
We got jacuzzis in the room.
Yeah, we have jacuzzis in our room. We have a room, too.
Yeah, we didn't miss out on this. I had a room with a jacuzzi. If you guys are in need of a room with a jacuzzi and a jungle theme, you are more than welcome to call down or call in and lay claim to that, because let me tell you, there are not that many alien rooms left, especially with jungles and hot tubs.
Exactly. Okay? If you can get a hold of Cameron right here, get a hold of Cameron, tell him you want to buy the ticket, you want to get the room, we're here for you. So get a hold of our Cameron and he'll get for you.
By the way,
we have our dates mixed up here on the station.
Well, you'll come back if you July. July is a trip to Las Vegas.
I'm definitely going to the trip in Vegas.
Well, you enjoy the trip to Vegas because I'm not going to Vegas. That's going to be hot. And you're going to be standing out in the middle of nowhere.
I'll bring Antoine.
Guys are going to be standing at the mailbox for Area 51 taking photographs. I'm like,
hell's
no.
Yes.
No, I'd rather be back here at the pool relaxing.
Okay, why would I ever, never want to go to Area 51? You got to do it at least once.
I've done it. Over it.
Feel that energy.
What's so special
of
there?
The non-aliens?
That's where all the aliens live. That's where the aliens live.
Yes.
I was in Area 51 about 10 years ago.
We'll give it
to Jose.
That's where the aliens originally landed.
You know what?
That's the claim according to the government.
No,
that's where
is it a military zone?
Do we have a caller?
No, I was going to say.
I got excited for a second.
For him, he's going to have surgery on the liver area tonight. So we'll pray for Jose.
Jose. No more cocktails for you, baby.
No more cocktails. No more sugar.
He eats the wrong things. He's not taking care of himself. We got to get him to get back on his track.
Boo-boo, kidney, colon, flush.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pray for him.
Get your body cleanse on.
And then Danny the Cruz.
Well, how's Danny Cruz doing?
Danny.
He's going to see.
He's going to Washington. He's moving to Washington?
No, he's going to Washington, D.C.
No, he's driving there.
He's driving there with all these people.
He asked me to help him get some Airbnb vouchers.
What?
Yeah. Are there really Airbnb vouchers that exist?
There are. If you work in the entertainment industry, you can get Airbnb vouchers. Yeah, asked me for my vouchers, and you only get so many a year when you're traveling for work. And then it was like, and I told him maybe because I love him as a friend and I really want to help him, but like also like they're not supposed to be transferable. You can get in trouble for that.
Yeah, you don't want to lose
those. Yeah, I don't want to lose my freebie stays. Like, Sometime I may be in, you know, Washington myself, and I might need a preview.
Well, exactly, especially if you're doing like a
voucher.
I mean, if you're doing, let's see, Scandal, you've got to have your, because they film it right there in D.C.
Not all the scenes are in D.C.
No,
a lot of them are in the studio.
Yeah, but I'm saying they
in a room where it looks like the White House.
They film all the outdoor scenes there.
Yeah, they send a crew down there to just tape all the outside shit.
No, when they have the people there, they film like all the stars there. Because Bellamy, she was telling me a couple of times, she was there for like almost a month filming scenes for this whole, when she was running for president.
Yeah, like the special scenes. But most of them are like in the studio in a room that looks like much like this, but now looks like an office.
See, we went from women to traveling.
I know. Well, that's only because he won't tell us the juicy stuff about the pregnant women on set.
I know. Yeah. And don't forget,
Tom's a gentleman.
And we're going to be doing in June. We're going to San Francisco. We're going to be doing a live show. We're promoting me doing the psychic thing. Remember, johnmichaelcapaldi.com or John Michael Capaldi on my fan page, or John Michael Capaldi on what is it called? Facebook, Instagram, same name. But we're going to do a show there. We're also going to have a couple other people. We might have McCall there, have her bring some crystals. Yeah. So she can explain what she does and how the energy works.
By the way, this will be the first trip to San Francisco.
I know.
On the new network.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to do the new network up there. That should be totally fun.
That'll be fun because
I know. We're going to be staying. We're going to do it at the Chocolate Factory.
Where is it? Paradise Valley?
Paradise Valley, Arizona?
Paradise, California.
Oh, Paradise, California.
Wherever that is.
You're going to Paradise, California?
Well, that's where we can do a live show.
Well, that's Paradise, California, north of San Francisco, upstate.
Yeah, that's by Napa Valley.
Well, that's where my cousins live there. My grandparents are my mom and mom's grandparent. My mom's parents are buried in Paradise,
off
California.
Off the chain, Napa Valley episode. Oh, I'm driving up for that. I'll just drive up for the Napa Valley days and then drive back down.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I just want to get toe up from the flow up. We'll be in the Living Vineyard. I can sense the whole energy. We can do it from live in the field.
Well, Sierra Nevada. Just so you know, up there in Paradise, that's where Sierra Nevada beer is brewed.
Oh, that's
great.
I don't want the beer. I want the wine.
I just happen to know that. That's one of the strange things
wino,
I know about that.
I'm a wino, not a beero.
So there's wine and beer.
Where Robin Williams
Antoine likes both, though.
A big house.
What? Say that again?
Didn't Robin Williams have a big house in Napa?
Yes, he did. He has a huge house there. God rest his soul.
Yes, they also
have. They're trying to sell him. It's a beautiful house. I was at a party there maybe 5, 6 years ago. Back when he was still, he was doing the show.
Mm.
Well, he was doing that show where he played an advertising executive.
Oh, the one with his daughter. That one was
yes. I can't remember.
I love
what it's
how none of you can remember what.
But
it's
it was great. He had a 10-second walkthrough through the show. They had a whole bunch of people during some outdoor by a park out in Echo Park.
She was a vampire.
Like always.
Yes. Totally. I can't think of her name.
What?
But she's a total sweetheart. The woman who played his daughter on the show.
Pretty Prince.
Yes.
We're getting closer.
Yeah, we are.
Are you talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No. Yes.
Michelle Geller.
Oh, okay. So I can talk about this now. So this is going to be great. Okay. I had this shoot. And I went to shoot it at Milk Studios. And I get there and I have to sign all these non-disclosure acts. And I'm like, where is my agent sending me to? Like, I don't even know what the heck this shoot is about until I got here. So I get in there and I realize that I'm shooting, I'm the body double for Charisma Carpenter for the new season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Whenever you see Charisma Carpenter in a bikini, that's really my body. Thank you.
Which one is Charisma Carter?
Carpenter.
Which one was
she? She plays the one that has the relationship with Angel, the secretary girl, the brunette.
Really pretty one. I forgot it. I got to tell you.
Well,
I
she's
am
like
so bad.
40 plus now, so I'm her new body.
She's by the way in a new series.
She is
on Amazon. She's playing a teacher. And New Jersey, they go from zero.
Yeah, but I can say that now because after March 31st, I can now say that because it was secretive until they released it.
Well, and then there's
31st.
The show that we're going to do on Amazon.
Amazon.
That we already talked. You talked to Jeff and everyone to get that stuff done.
So Amber's going to be in my show.
We're all going to be on the show. I'm just playing the therapist on it.
He's playing the therapist. Well,
I'm Cameron's hardcore knock it out business partner.
That's right.
I get the stuff done.
Well, you know what it is? We're going to have a show that has not been on cable TV. And people want a show that's funny and, you know, comes up with lines and, old, you know, the old characters, the old TV shows.
Mm-hmm. I got jokes.
People falling over.
Well, and I'm their therapist. That's the whole thing. I'm their life coach to all the craziest old stars.
I'm nuts. And then we're going to have a few other people there. Julie Andrews,
I'd love to come in.
And I spoke with Cheech and Chong. Cheech would like to come on.
I love Cheech and Chong.
Great movie, Up in Smoke.
Well, you know, I don't do that kind of stuff.
I can get Casper Van Dien and Danny Trejo to come on, too.
Yeah, get Danny Trejo. By the way, he's got a new restaurant.
Yeah.
On a Highland?
Trejo's Tacos.
Sounds yummy. I'm always up for a taco.
It's on CNN.
Are we doing Mexican tonight?
Okay, I like Trejo's Tacos, but I do not like the crispy chicken burrito. It's just the fried chicken burrito. It's just too much flavors.
You know, I have a problem
too
even
many
doing
flavors.
What is it called? What do they do? Fried
and
chicken
I feel
with
bad
the waffle
eating
thing.
It.
I can't even eat that. That's too much.
No, he does too.
He has a donut place that has vegan donuts, and those are amazing, and they taste like regular donuts.
Really?
Yeah. They're called Danny's Donuts. Like, I mean.
Well, how hard is it to make a vegan donut? You just don't put meat in it?
No, you don't. You can't use milk or any dairy products. You have to use, like, rice milk or almond milk and all this.
Okay.
And you can't put yeast in it because that is considered a living organism. There's, like, all these weird
things. So I have a question. If you're a vegan,
so they're good, but don't eat it.
I mean, that's considered a living organism too, right?
Well, we got our friend.
What were you just doing? Because our listeners don't know what that motion was. Is it a sausage?
I'm just thinking, you know, there's some things when you think vegan, like, do they swallow?
Well, you know it's funny.
You know what? I have a girlfriend who's a vegan, and she does. So I can confirm for her.
She's not a vegan then.
Exactly. That's what I told her.
This is living. It's a living cell. It's protein.
That's what I told her. And you know what? There's another person I met, and he's like, oh, I care about animals. I don't eat any animal whatsoever. And I was I saw you eat fish once.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, sometimes I eat salmon or shrimp. I said, then you're a pescatarian. No, I'm a vegan. I said, you're still killing something to eat it. You are definitely not a vegan. And he's like, no, I have to say I'm a vegan because that's what my publicist tells people.
I have a friend of mine who has a t-shirt that says PETA. What is it called?
Is it a pita bread?
No, it says meat in it. That would be funny. I think I put it on my Facebook page or something. It was Tasty Animals. It was hysterical.
I bet.
Oh, my God. But, you know, there's this whole thing.
Was it like a steak with legs and arms?
It was a t-shirt.
Yeah, with it on the t-shirt.
No, it was just words.
Anyway, we're getting to the great. Oh, by the way, LA has great vegan restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Follow Your Heart. That's vegan. Have you been Follow Your Heart?
No, but have you ever been to 1800? Oh, is it 118 degrees over here in Tarzana, which is a raw food vegan restaurant that a friend of mine owns. Do you know who? What's her name? God, she's one of the angel ladies. Doreen Virtue, the psychic Doreen Virtue. She's partners in that restaurant.
Oh.
And sometimes you can go there.
Is she a vegan?
Yeah. But sometimes you can see her son. They'll be hanging out there having a meal, which is kind of cool. Now, anyone who's psychic or follows psychic stuff, and if they have angel cards, they're probably Doreen Virtues.
Right.
Or if they have, or anything like that, they have those kind of cards. So anyone who follows the angel world knows who Doreen Virtue is, and that's one of her hangouts when she's in L.A. But not everyone knows that. I happen to know that because I get
well,
to hang
out with
her.
Well, now you've broadcasted it.
And I broadcasted everywhere.
Now you've broadcasted it, so now she doesn't have a place to just breathe.
And, oh, by the way, the remaining moments of the show, you can call us at 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And we had some interesting comments about last week's show. And was
What were the comments?
People liked it. They liked.
Well, they always like our show. How many people now follow us on was it we have 3,000 or no? I'm sorry, we have 30 million, 40 million people who listen to our show.
Not quite that, but we have.
No, it's only like 15 million. but it's still
anyway,
awesome.
I was going to talk about. I missed you, Amber. The Israeli Independence was last week in Irvine. It was very nice, but they had the rainstorm.
Yeah, you didn't tell me when the Israeli Independence Day was.
Last week. And then,
had I known, I would have showed up.
They're going to have a special event called the Colors Festival.
Colors Festival.
No, the Colors. It's about in India. They have a special day.
I love that.
It's supposed to revert to about colors and destroy all the negativity. So it's going to be in Van Nuys.
Oh, I want to come.
It's called The Color. I'll get you more information.
We should do a live. We should ask if we could get permission to do a live broadcast from Lake Shrine where Mahatma Gandhi's ashes are buried.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that.
And also, he's buried in Glendale. So he gets to get two.
Well, he has ashes.
No, he has little ashes in different places.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was another guy with a fellowship.
Could you imagine investing in that? How much is it just to buy 1/8 of a millimeter of Mahatma Gandhi's ashes? We should get that appraised. I'm actually interested in knowing that.
I don't know. We will find out. It sounds a little creepy.
Well, they do that. That's how they got it to spread at different temples and shrines. People bought pieces of him, and that's how it got spread out so much.
They put it in a
house. Yeah, they sold it. That's how it got distributed so much everywhere.
That just sounds creepy.
Well, I know it's creepy, but I'm interested in knowing because it's been done so many times.
I forgot to do the main thing. Mother's Day!
Oh, Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day.
Which will be Sunday.
We didn't forget about it. We had
lots of Prego women here.
Yes. You know what, Antoine? Actually, let's give a message to your mom.
Well, she's across the water, so she hears me. Mom, I love you from the bottom of my heart, from the inside of my heart. She's been supporting me for a lot of things, and she still do. So I love you.
C'est magnifique.
Merci.
It's about where my French ends.
It's good. The accent was perfect.
All right.
Really?
Well, my French accent's always been good because I have a lot of French friends.
So I'll do a shout out to my mom. I love you, even though sometimes you are crazy. And you're the only person who understands me when I have my little moments, too. And I'm thankful for you, for your kindness, because I know that it comes from a place of true love. Even though sometimes I don't understand you, I love you.
Where's your mom right now?
She is working in a hospice in Michigan. She's volunteering in a hospice. Yeah,
she came here to take care of you, right?
She did come here to take care of me.
Took care of you.
It was quite an experience.
Yeah. Now, how's
your boo-boo doing now that you're going to be walking around Cannes? Because I know you're going to be right in the middle.
Oh, I've been having physical therapy. I have lots of prescription drugs and ointment for my knee surgery. It was knee surgery. Just all the listeners out there, I don't do illegal drugs. It was prescription drugs.
That's painful.
For my knee surgery. It is quite painful still. I can't really full flex it. So I got away with getting I got these wedged heels that look like heels because they will take you off the carpet if you don't wear heels at Cannes. So I got these wedged heels that are like a heel from the front. And since my gowns are so long, it covers the back. And you can't tell that the heel's actually fatter and shorter. So it looks like really elegant, even though it's totally like one of those comfort shoes. And then I got it blinged out with a bunch of Swarovski crystals so you can't tell that it's like for people that had leg injuries.
Good
idea.
Holler!
And that's how you do the hiding.
We got some UFO news.
Oh yeah. What show cannot be complete without UFO news?
there was a NASA was recording their live broadcast, and a UFO appeared. Two days ago.
Appeared.
People in NASA said, you did not see what you saw on the television, but it was a UFO.
Was it? It was live on the television?
It was live on TV.
What's the new name for UFOs now? They've got, instead of calling them UFOs, they're now calling them what?
Unidentified flying objects.
No.
They're calling them by the exact abbreviation.
No. They've got a brand new name for them, and I forget what it is.
Well, anyway, so that
for NASA.
On.
Beings of abnormal intent.
There's one out here over the last couple of days, hovering over Sherman Oaks.
Oh yeah.
LA is one of the hottest spots in the world.
Are you sure it just wasn't somebody that was really high looking up at the sky at night one
no,
night?
No, they have photographs.
Oh.
Photographs and video, yeah.
One other thing they found.
Did anyone get abducted?
No, people saw it. They had a UFO object, looked like an ancient object from Egypt that flew over.
Was it a Sphinx or what was this ancient object from Egypt?
Just a
It was an ancient toilet brush from Egypt.
And then they did have a story that Texas authorities are still looking into. They had a light that appeared from the ship. Hit an area where they were going to do construction in Dallas, blown all away like a nuclear.
Wow.
2 days ago.
Where were they building this? In Dallas?
Dallas.
Where? What part of Dallas?
So this ancient object blew it away?
Blew it away.
And
what
was it shaped like?
A pyramid? Yeah, what was it shaped like?
No, this one was.
Was it like.
Like a cylinder?
Independence
cylinder.
Day? It was Independence Day shot.
Cylinder.
Oh, no. Cylinder shaped would be Arrival. So it looked like the Arrival ship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, that was more egg shaped, the Arrival ship.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I have the Charlie Sheen. No, I'm just kidding.
How
is Charlie Sheen? I was just.
Charlie Sheen's on a lot of drugs.
Well, and he's always fun. You gotta love Charlie Sheen. Is he gonna be a contact in the desert?
He's a Virgo, too.
No, you know who's going to be there? Who they're adding on?
Who?
An officer that wouldn't state that he saw UFOs. Charles McAnally.
Wasn't that the one that got fired?
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the guy that got fired for saying he believes in UFOs and he saw one and stuff like that?
Well, the one we had, Travis Walton's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I met Travis Walton before. That's the guy out of Arizona.
He's Jose's cousin.
That makes so much sense to me right now.
I totally believe that.
Yeah, Jose Escamilla.
Jose, we love you, and I hope that you get through your surgery great.
Don't drink. Don't drink.
Nothing with sugar.
No more
stay away from sugar. Drop some weight.
Do that fake alcoholic beer that tastes like alcohol.
Anyway, we got a second.
Hang on.
Caitlyn Jenner wants to run for president.
Oh, my God.
Of the United States?
Yeah.
Let's not do that ever.
Well, she is. Thinking about it.
Could you imagine who's in the cabinet?
Why she's doing it? Because Donald Trump has not been talking about,
transgender equality?
LGBT issues, and she wants to run.
Yeah, I think that.
LGBTQ. So it's so the Q means questioning. So you have L lesbian, L G gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning. So
questioning.
L, yeah, that's the new.
Like, I haven't decided whether I'm gay or not, but I may be. So let's just add me too.
Well, there's so many people who like. There's these new phrases. They're called fluid. They're called pansexual, where people are sort of like.
Pansexual is a guy that likes to have sex with another guy and a girl.
Yes. Well, that's fluid too.
Oh, the vegan who, nah, we were talking about earlier, actually found out she was dating a pansexual also in the same week.
Well, that's the whole thing. That whole, like, that's all.
How weirdly synchronistic is this conversation?
I'm telling you, we're bringing U.S., by the way, is going to discuss a law about laptop computers. You can't bring them on.
I heard that. That's crazy.
On what?
On the plane.
Planes. You cannot bring them on.
Where?
So when
on
you travel
plane?
From the US to Europe, you wouldn't be able to get your laptop with you.
You can't bring your laptops Anyway,
because I stopped traveling with a laptop years ago.
What? So they can make a racket off of charging us to rent laptops while we're in their country?
Yeah, no, you rent one from the airport to the next airport, and then you cannot use it anymore.
Oh, is that what they said?
I don't know, but
no, but that's obviously what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us pay rental fees to rent equipment. You know,
and then
how can they tell you can't use your iPad?
Oh, that is crazy. Well, you can. Lastly, about Trump. We're going to have next week.
Is the Donald going to be on our show?
The Donald. We're going to have someone who broke a story on the New York Post about Donald Trump.
That's going to be exciting.
He's going to come in and talk about Donald Trump.
Maybe I can call in from Ken.
You call in from Ken. Anyway, thank you all very much. See, we created a show. I don't know how we did it, but we created
a show. We always create a show.
Yeah, we always create a show.
I want to thank Amber Martinez.
Thank you, guys. Always love being here.
And your name?
Antoine Rickmans.
There you go. John Michael Capaldi. Remember, if you want to do a reading for me, johnmichaelcapaldi.com. And then I have my friend, a buddy of mine who... We were shopping and hanging out. Yeah. My friend Javier. Javier is an actor from Uruguay.
Ooh.
So maybe we'll have him on the show when he's doing one of his movies.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.